back again in the captain's cabin. What is it you sought when ye came here on that day? The 11th tale? Riches? Amusement? Perhaps you're just another wayward soul looking for guidance to Davy's locker. Perhaps I have seen something in you that is not there. You are not special. Or are ye? I wonder. Innocence or guilt? Our 16th tale, Black Monday.
The concrete jungle. The big city. These streets aren't built for the faint of heart. For the brunch-goer and window-shopper. People talking about their boring lives. Cars rushing by. Birds incessantly chirping. It's another day as usual. People running about their jobs like ants rushing to serve their queen. This is hallowed ground where I stand, you know. A few blocks from here on a cool September morning, a couple thousand people return to ash in an instant. Skies full of fire. True, real horror. People like you and me, gone. Now, all these years later, it's funny for kids to bring it up as a fucking joke. These streets have always been awash with blood. Not from war, not from conflict, but from the pursuit of the American dream.
Shit! Can't be late today. Fuck, excuse me. Come on, come on! Yeah, the jail was backed up. I'm gonna be a bit. Sorry about that. Look, just start without me, okay? No, yeah, excuse me. Big day, I know.
They tear one another apart for the newest phone, fastest car.
Okay, you're a lifesaver. I'll see you soon.
Animals, wearing a suit and tie, a dress, and a bow.
Hey, babe, sorry I didn't text. No service. They're riding my ass already.
Sometimes.
No, I know. I'll keep my cool.
You do the things you do.
Dinner later.
Not for power.
I don't know. You pick.
Not for pride.
Okay, great.
Not for pity.
I love you too.
I do the things I do.
Whoa, hey, watch where the fuck you're going, pal.
To feel alive.
He's got this phone. Please. No. Wait.
Ever wonder what your last words will be?
Man, I've got a family!
It doesn't matter. None of it fucking matters. New York's finest. Just another day for them.
Gonna need an EMT stat. No pulse. Multiple gunshot wounds. 10:54. Send the coroner.
Come on, you piece of shit. Let's go.
Get in the fucking car.
Williams, come take a look at this.
This guy got ID?
Do you know who this guy is?
No. Should I?
It's Declan Vera. The guy from the Global News. He is the Global News. He's the fucking founder.
Holy fucking shit, the billionaire.
Billionaire.
Shut the fuck up! You can be fucking Richie Rich down at the station, you fuck!
Declan Vera, founder of Global News Corporation, the second largest media conglomerate in the world, was arrested today.
A bizarre daylight shooting outside the steps of the New York Stock Exchange with seemingly zero motive has shocked the city to its core. In response, a Global News-funded wing of MIT has temporarily halted production on their pilot program for a new artificially intelligence-powered software they once claimed could corner the stock market.
The victim, Matthew Godrick, is a recently married 28-year-old
from Rye, New York. A young man struck down in the prime of his life by a
delusion, an act of random violence, self-defense. Questions still remain in the Matthew Godrick case as police have taken the billionaire founder of Global News into custody at this hour.
As the founder of this network, Declan Vera has never guided us incorrectly. Time and time again, they skew the facts and logic of the world around us to serve their needs. The liberal media serves as a foil to his success. And this is just another trite way to try and suppress our God-given truth.
Turn that shit off.
Whatever you say, Chief.
The interrogation room smells of piss and vomit. The table's banged up and seen better days. The same can be said about the cops sitting in front of me. Tired. Smells of cigarettes and cheap booze. We'd be friends in another time.
Look, I could help you. You're a powerful man, it's true, I understand, but the long arm of the law can still flex. So you just need to tell me what happened.
I want my lawyer present. John Goldman, Esquire, Long Island City, Molyneux, Goldman and Partners.
You'll get your attorney. I just have a few questions about what went down. Listen, if the kid was harassing you, you know, maybe something we didn't see, why don't you just fill me in a little bit?
Attorney.
Doesn't matter how many lawyers you got behind you. I'm telling you now, we got witnesses, you know? We got cameras. Hell, you got the fucking Archbishop of New York as a bystander. Hand to God. What was he? He was out fucking buying croissants. You can't make that shit up.
I could go for a croissant.
Oh, you think you're real fucking funny, don't you? A kid is dead! You did that. You got kids, don't you? Imagine if that was one of them.
My attorney has kids, too.
You don't scare me, you fuck! You think I don't know what you're all about? I voted for the other guy! I'm on your side. I just need to know, in your words, what happened. And then we can help.
I'm simply starving.
I think we got a donut or two in the coffee room.
Oh, how cliche. I'd love one.
Yeah, I bet you would. Fine. Be right back.
Left with my thoughts, the room gets a twinge colder. The air a little heavier. The moment catches up to me, and when I realize what I've done, I let out a small chuckle. The story for today, the headline, is me. Ironic. I've made the news all my life, but this is the first time truly making it. What's the fucking point of it all? No games today. No fucking around. You think you know life. You think you know black and white, avoiding gray. You don't know a fucking thing.
You got guests.
Move.
Hey, Dad!
Papa!
My shit-ass children. Not the annoyances I expected to show up first. One can't help from putting her nose in everything, and the other... Well, he also can't help from putting his nose in everything. In a different way. The legacy is born in blood. My burden to bear.
Ah, I expected Goldman.
Wow. Dick Common, Dad. We came down here to check on our poor daddy.
Yeah, I was over at Ibiza. I haven't stopped since last night. There was this fucking chick. I mean, God, total recall titties. Wait, did she have three inches? Whatever. I got enough fucking rails to be defined to the sun. Woo, up high, dude.
I'm a cop, you moron.
I meant, have you ridden on the new subway lately? Those rails, Second fucking Avenue. Yeah, baby.
5 minutes with your father. Do you want this fucking donut, Declan?
Empty calories.
More for me, then.
Oh, eat up, officer. To what do I owe the pleasure of the visit from my youngest and my oldest?
Dad, Don't fuck around. You killed a guy.
Shot him dead. Badass.
You can't prove it.
Dad, it's all over the news. It's on our news channel. It's looking pretty fucking bad.
My inheritance better not be fucked up after this shit, you know? $35 million, baby!
Yeah, this shit better be locked up.
I am not giving up token cabo with these girls, Dad. You better not have fucked this up.
Fucked up what? Your hedonistic lifestyle? You didn't come here out of love, remorse, worry. You came here to ensure your old man hasn't lost his mind. To ensure your pity fuck allowance is still paid out and on time, is that it?
Well...
No, you're just like all the rest. Willing to let blood run down into the sewers as long as you get fat and fucking rancid.
Hey, don't you get fucking near me.
You have no idea the things I would do to secure a spot among the corpses that built this city.
Dad, come on, I was just fooling
you
around.
You rat fuck. My legacy is not you, not my blood. You are fucking nothing.
In the fucking police station, Dad!
Get the fuck away from me. Send that fucking cop back in. And he better get Goldman's ass out of the Hamptons right now.
You're fucking nuts! Charles, I'm at the Montauk with Gordy. I don't need this bullshit.
You're just like your mother. Glutton.
Fuck you, Dad. Maybe just fucking maybe they'll lock your fucking ass up and then you'll fucking learn.
That's enough. Dad, do you need anything?
Yes, I need both of you to get away from me. You think this is helping? You think anything you do is helping me?
What the fuck ever? Maybe you'll cool down in here. Dad, call him when you're out.
Calm. Remain calm. Flesh and blood. Ignorant. Vain. Shallow. Fat. Disgusting. I made those. And I've ruined them. Kids, they're only going to break your heart in the end. And in the end, they're what you leave behind. And what do you leave them? Debt. Mountains of it. Your burdens become theirs. Your life and love evaporate when they curse your name when the mortgage comes due. The death pledge. Not even in death are you free of the horrors we've made for ourselves.
Take as much time as you need.
Ah, the man of the hour.
I was on the 11th fucking hole, Declan.
John Goldman. To say he's a power player in this city is an understatement. The first cavemen beat one another to death with rocks as soon as they could muster the strength to do so. Covered in blood and gore, among the corpses of their friends, one stood upright and took the oath of justice. The founder of Molyneux Goldman and Partners. Fucking knuckle-dragging attorney. They say a man is dead.
A man dies every minute in this godforsaken city. Do you realize what a pain it was to get over the bridge with this traffic, with this frenzy you've whipped up?
How's the stock price?
Oh, that's what you're concerned with.
The bottom line, Goldman. That's all that ever matters.
It's stable. Same can't be said for the mood around town.
What's the next move?
You didn't say anything to the police, correct?
Nothing out of the usual.
Nothing incriminating.
My usual charming self.
I don't know if that hurts us or helps us.
I didn't say a thing to crucify myself, if that's what you're asking.
Good. All due respect, you have a big mouth.
Since when are you one to show respect?
I've kissed the ring enough times. Better news, got Han waiting in the wings, ready to pounce.
Even better. She can spin this?
She can spin anything. Yeah, she's in the Midtown office now.
We sunk into the shooting story like a vulture on a rotting rabbit on the side of the parkway. The lefty media always gets to the family of the deceased first. They burrowed into her real quick, but as for us, oh, fair and honest reporting. That's what we've always done. From our Midtown location to every corner of the world, our message will find you, whether you want it or not. If Elizabeth Bathory, happily killing virgins and bathing in their blood, worked in the New York City marketing apparatus, she would have taken the form of Valerie Hahn, a goddess dripping in vivacity and effervescence, a monster of our own creation.
Declan, you motherfucker. It's a fucking mess he's left us. What do we know, really?
Well, Ms. Hahn, it's not a premeditated event, at least. They're saying it was a random shooting.
Okay, and you know that for a fact, how?
We're reporting it, ma'am, right now.
You think you're fucking cute?
But, ma'am,
I swear to fucking God! If you talk out of line one more fucking time, I'll make sure the next story we run is about how you've gone missing!
Oh, I see.
Understood? Under fucking stud!
Yes, of course!
Good! Good! To the media room.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and I love your hair.
To call Hahn a spin doctor is wrong. Kevorkian was a doctor. Hahn is a butcher. Every garbage part of the animal goes into the hopper. And out comes that juicy story you can't help but eat right up.
I want his entire internet history and any police records, social media, dredge it all up. Call in a favor with that South African shithead now. I need this kid worse than Genghis Khan by the 5 p.m. news hour. Good, run the line on the animal abuse from middle school, then create a few burner accounts on Twitter. Talk about his past gambling in Atlantic City. What, a bachelor party once in September? Fuck you, he's gambling there every weekend. If you believe it, they will too. Yeah, feed the line to TMZ about the alcoholism. Facebook photos don't lie. Digital footprint, you fucking dick. Yeah, we got two junkies willing to corroborate the fentanyl story.
Renovating a house with a sledgehammer and an ice pick. That's her specialty. Who cares if it's true or not? Makes for one hell of a story. And you'll watch. You'll ignore the facts and eat the gossip. And you'll love it. And you'll watch. And you'll love it.
Any info on the wife?
Whose wife?
Godric's wife, you fucking bird brain! You know, the one who
treated me right. That was a kind man, a loving man. I don't understand why someone would do this.
Outrageous bullshit! We here at Global News have undisputed proof that this monster of a man attacked our dear Declan Vera in a fit of rage. He did so completely unprovoked, and...
He's gone. We were gonna start a family. Oh, God. It's starting to sink in. Why did this happen to you?
Monster. That's what you are. You shirk your responsibility, your duty to this world. You let us get away with it, get fat and ugly. This is your fault, you.
Son of a bitch! He sold World War II paraphernalia on eBay as a hobby. You can't make this shit up. White nationalist sympathizer who kicks dogs. That's who Matthew Godric was. He's nothing more than a fiend, a rube, a monster.
The person I called my best friend. Christ. Jesus. And now he's gone.
What do you say to the domestic abuse allegations?
What do you mean by that? Abuse by who?
The major networks broke a story that you two had a fight the morning of the shooting. He stormed off in a rage and randomly attacked Declan Vera in a fit.
What? That's not true. He was going to work. He called me that morning. He was running...
Can't save you. There's no going back. This computer, your phone, your headphones. We're in there already. Preparing. Waiting to turn you. Staging.
An operation of debauchery and salacious, monstrous content and proportions. Like, this man needed to... to be stopped sooner, and thankfully, he has.
No comment on the allegations. Your late husband was a fan of the occult and of bodily experimentations. Off the record, it was some real sick shit.
What are you talking about? You're painting him out to be a monster. He was shot to death in cold blood. He's the victim here.
We have it, folks. Matthew Godrick, not an innocent victim, a monster on all levels. And we've got the smoking gun to prove it.
How long you think it'll take for her to spin this one?
I've known Han, what, 30 years? She's a tough son of a bitch. I give it a day or two. Once we start running it, the competition will run their twisted version, and once the voices start clamoring...
Then you drown it all out.
Like a sack of puppies.
Cute. Remind me to show you photos of our golden doodle later.
Partial to cats, myself.
Any contingency plans?
Yes. Send the widow a fruit basket.
I meant for you, you putz.
Me? I'll be fine.
I know that. I do gotta ask one thing.
You're welcome to do that. I'm paying for this conversation one way or another.
Okay, well, after the trial, they'll acquit, sure, and then what? Business as usual?
That's the idea.
It doesn't work like that, Declan.
It does for people like us.
Mr. Vera, you're free to go. Collect all personal affects at the desk.
Does that include my gun?
All personal affects.
Outstanding police work, officer.
A psychologically troubled man from upstate New York attacked billionaire Declan Vera, renowned founder of Global News, in a random event 2 weeks ago.
Vera was leaving a charity event hosted by the Archbishop of New York when a deranged man suffering from post-withdrawal psychoses attacked the 78-year-old with sharpened fingernails.
Vera, who has concealed carry, used a relative's service rifle to defend himself in the shooting. The revolver once belonged to an enforcement sheriff who went missing while on the job, leaving behind nothing but personal effects.
Declan Vera was treated for minor wounds at Langone Health and was released from the Lower Manhattan precinct after answering a few related questions. The case was ruled self-defense by the court and dismissed this afternoon. In other news, a religious organization most are calling a cult is causing headaches for the FBI and ATF down in southern Texas.
And that's how the machine works. You are no longer a person. You're a series of events, a timeline, a stamp on the moment. We're listening. We're watching. In your home. In your workplace.
Did you hear about that guy?
With your friends.
Oh man, it just happened. That poor kid.
Oh, but that guy had it coming. Totally attacked that dude.
I don't know. Seems pretty sketchy to me.
But why do you care?
You know, I guess I don't.
We know more about you than you do. We can degrade you. Shrink you down to a simple zip file of code and photos. Get them distracted. Confused. Uninterested. We make you think what we want you to think. Even if you don't know it, one more corpse. Bury the lead. Bury the body. Here you are again. Listening to me rant on and on about the injustices of life. Do you want to know why I did what I did? Why I took a life seemingly randomly? Because I knew I could. I never had a doubt about it. This game we play, it's not meant for people like you. The moment the stigma's gone, the charade is over. It's hunting season. I wear a suit, carry a cane, brandish a gun that belonged to a good man, yet carry a pen to write stories of a foul nature. These are formalities. I would eat you alive, if not for the civility of this world. I would pounce upon you as a tiger does its prey, and I would ensure my survival time and time again, if it meant tearing your child from your breast, your unborn from your womb. Blood begets blood, yes, but I have a right to your blood, your flesh, your freedom. Why? Well, I have simply done better than you. You are beneath people like me. You try and do the same thing I've done. Take a life. And what'll happen? A trial. Jail. A system that's not meant for you to go through, but will gladly tear you apart bit by bit. What's one life in a sea of corpses? You going to say something to me? I'd love to know your thoughts. Please, do go on. I know you're listening to this. You, right now. You think you're immune? You think this is a fantasy story? This is real. This is happening right now. Turn on the television.
Oh, sweetie, it's okay. After all that horrible shit they're saying. Oh, well, you just dodged a bullet of a relationship, didn't you? There, there. It's all gonna be okay. That awful, awful man. He was no good.
Mom, what do you mean?
Honey, if they're saying it on the television, it's gotta be true.
I can't.
You can't just say whatever you want on the news.
I can't. Do you still have Dad's gun?
Leave your children in front of the television. Let them run hog wild on social media, hearing what we tell them. More piggies for the slop trough, for the slaughter. You're the target audience. Just keep eating this up. We'll keep butchering them for you. Light rain over a misty city. Tears for the day. Sins washed away like it never happened.
Good morning, Mr. Vera.
Where to?
Boston. Han has a top floor suite arranged at the Biltmore for the Peabody Awards.
Leaving out of Westchester?
Yes, sir.
You motherfucker!
Get behind me, sir! Drop the gun!
Let me see. You're the wife.
Why? Why? Why did you do this to us?
Get back, sir!
Why did I do... what?
You took my fucking husband away!
Oh, that. Wrong place, wrong time.
Is that all you have to say?
You're lucky I said that. You lose.
Are you okay, sir?
What hotel did you say we're staying at again?
The end of all things. We're nearing a righteous crash indeed, lad. What? That is new. Death's embrace, my brother in arms. It creeps in slowly, like a fog over the angry waves of the sea. I am Hopefully, we finish this journey together. I wish to see how it ends.